From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia battles back after U.S. sanctions. Russian President Vladimir Putin is defending his massive cuts in the size of the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia, saying it had waited long enough for relations with Washington to improve. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov weighed in on the sanctions passed last week by the U.S. Congress.
Yes, it is. And I think this retaliation is long, long overdue. After the Senate, the day before yesterday, voted, or rather on the 27th of July, voted, so overwhelmingly on a completely weird and unacceptable piece of legislation.
He said it was hardly in the interests of the U.S. to implement the sanctions.
It was the last drop. If the U.S. side decides to move further towards further deterioration, we will answer, we will respond in kind. We will mirror this, we will retaliate. But my call and my whole point is, don't do this. It's to the detriment of the interests of the U.S.
The Russian leader Sunday ordered the U.S. to cut its diplomatic staff of more than 1,200 in Russia by 755 people in response to those new sanctions. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro says the Sunday election for an assembly to rewrite the Constitution was a resounding success. At least 10 people died in clashes between the anti-government protesters and police. President Trump has begun an urgent round of diplomatic consultations with Japan and South Korea about North Korea's latest ICBM missile test. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that their missiles can now reach the continental United States. This is VOA News. John Kelly, a no-nonsense retired Marine Corps general, was sworn in Monday as the White House chief of staff, tasked with trying to bring order to Donald Trump's presidency 6 months into his tenure.
We just swore in General Kelly. He will do a spectacular job, I have no doubt, as chief of staff. What he's done in terms of homeland security is record-shattering. You look at the border, you look at the tremendous results we've had, and you look at the spirit. And with a very controversial situation, there's been very little controversy, which is pretty amazing by itself.
The early months of Trump's four-year term have been marked by infighting among White House aides, several of whom he's already dismissed for a variety of reasons. Ahead of Kelly taking over as chief of staff, Trump touted some accomplishments that have occurred on his watch.
Well, I think we've done very well. We've done very well. Lots of records created, John. You look at stock markets, the highest it's ever been. Unemployment, lowest in 17 years. Companies are doing tremendously well. Business spirit is the highest it's ever been, according to polls. You look at the polls, the highest it's ever been in the history of these polls. We're doing very well. We have a tremendous base.
But Trump has yet to score a major legislative victory for his populist agenda, with the latest setback last week when the Senate rejected several plans to overhaul the country's health care law. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence met with the three presidents of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
And no threat looms larger in the Baltic states than the specter of aggression from your unpredictable neighbor to the east. At this very moment, Russia continues to seek to redraw international borders by force, undermine democracies of sovereign nations, and divide the free nations of Europe one against another.
The vice president was speaking today from Estonia's capital.
The United States of America rejects any attempt to use force, threats, intimidation, or malign influence in the Baltic states or against any of our treaty allies.
The vice president said on Monday there's no larger threat to the Baltic than the specter of aggression of Russia. At least 18 African Union troops were killed in a deadly ambush in the Lower Shabelle region of Somalia by al-Shabaab militants. They claimed killing 39 AU soldiers, but military officials say that figure is exaggerated. In the meantime, at least 10 people were killed and 15 others were wounded in a massive suicide car bomb attack Sunday in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Officials say a suicide bomber targeted the Iraqi embassy and gunfire was heard afterward. Islamic State has taken responsibility for the attack. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.